This is 2EC. We play the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, I'm quite honoured this morning. Dr. Michael Holland, the member for Bega, has come into the studio. He's here in person. How are you this morning, Michael?
I'm fine, thanks, Bertie. Thanks for inviting me. I like this live experience and talking to people face-to-face. I usually have my little media set up at home where I sit in my armchair looking at Churros Lake and talking to people on a mobile phone, but this is definitely a new experience.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, because I want to talk to you. I heard this morning that you're going down to the Australasian Hotel on the weekend to open that what used to be called the Grand Old Lady.
That's right. Yeah. So very exciting. I mean, these are some of the things that you get in your role as the local representative, to go down and do the officiating on something that everyone else has done the hard work about, basically. And I must say, I have to give a short speech down there. I don't want to preempt too much about what I'll be saying, but really, you know, without overemphasising it, it's a really historic moment in Eden, particularly when you look at the past history of Eden and the old Hotel Australasia. The grand old lady that was there before has become a grand new lady. And it will be something that is historic because, from what I understand, National Heritage has taken an interest in it, and it looks magnificent.
Now, Eden is a growing town, and as you said, it does have a rich history, and the Australasian Hotel plays a big part in that. Now, because we had our 2EC Christmas party down there last weekend, we got a sneak peek at it, and I learnt a lot about it. In fact, when back in Federation, before Federation, there was talk about making Eden the new capital of Australia. I'm sure you probably know about that. And I think that is probably one of the reasons why that building was built, to welcome visitors when they were thinking this could be the new capital of Australia.
Well, talking about history, that's come up a lot in discussions recently. I've had discussions about, obviously, the Port of Eden, the east-west connectivity with Brown Mountain, all very important things which have really been discussed since before Federation. Before Federation, decisions hadn't been made to make the national capital in Canberra where it is now. There was talk about Delegate, Bombala, and really the Port of Eden being our major port, which these days it's now Newcastle, Sydney, Port Kembla. But, we are a historic area. You can see it by the nature of the buildings in Eden and what's been done in the past. It's not only got a rich past history, it's got a great future. We've got the Port of Eden development now, which is... It's not all based on cruise ships and visitors. The marina development's going ahead. On the southern side, you've got the timber wharf and the navy wharf. So it is really an area with great potential, even just from the tourism point of view, which the Hotel Australasia will really just open up. It will be the gateway for people to visit the area and then spread north and south and west to see our beautiful area.
I certainly hope so, Michael, because as you would know, the people of the South Coast over the last couple of years have done it very tough. Everything, floods, fires, COVID, and it looks like this Christmas might be the first Christmas in a few years where there's some semblance of normality coming back. And last time we spoke, in fact, I remember mentioning that the seat of Bega, which you are currently the sitting member for, is quite a large area. So we just talked about Eden, but it goes all the way up the coastline to just south of Ulladulla, I believe. And that is quite a large area for you to represent the people in the state parliament.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been down here 20 years at the end of this month. I spent 13 years in Newcastle, and I took my job in Newcastle, and before I started, the earthquake hit Newcastle. And I often compare what happened in Newcastle to the importance of what we've got to look at of rebuilding in the Bega electorate, particularly following natural disasters like bushfire and flood, and to transitioning to the future. And what happened in Newcastle, Newcastle went from the old BHP Centre, steelworks, etc., to being based on health, tourism and education. And health, tourism and education are three of the primary things we need to look at improving here. And in terms of policy development, you can't do that without housing and social services.
Yes, well, you would be well suited, at least in terms of health, to provide your expertise from all your years working as a surgeon down here. You're well respected in that regard. And I think just before we came on air, you mentioned that there's a reopening of maternity service a little bit north of Bega, but in Milton Nulladulla. Can you tell me anything about that?
Well, Milton Nulladulla is one of the classic examples of what's happened to rural and regional health over the past 12 years. We've had the closure of maternity services in Yass, and in 2016, the closure of maternity services in Milton Nulladulla. And the closure of maternity services has a snowball effect of downgrading other services. In other words, you need good anaesthetic services if you have a maternity service. If you have those good anaesthetic services, you can have a higher range and a number of elective surgery services. And also, if you have good anaesthetic services, you have those well-trained anaesthetic doctors that can help out in the emergency department in difficult situations when people need resuscitation. Now, since 2016, the women that have been birthing would have been birthing at Milton Nulladulla have to either go 80 kilometres north to Shoalhaven or 60 kilometres south to Maruya. And to drive that distance in labour, I would challenge anyone to sit in their car and imagine that you are having a contraction every 3 to 5 minutes during that time, with the uncertainty and the insecurity that you'd get to hospital in time for the safe birth of your baby. That is being transferred, that danger, that risk is being transferred to the mother, the baby, the driver of the car, and the other travellers on the road, and the paramedics and ambulance officers that have to assist with those situations. So we're going to start from the ground up. There is a strong community sentiment that they want maternity services back in Milton Nulladulla. They also want their general services increased. There's great cooperation from the local general practitioners, who would be the ones that will come back to serve that. And obviously, we need to recruit those general practitioner obstetricians as well as nurses and midwives. And it won't be open until we can provide that essential infrastructure. But it functioned before and it can be resurrected now.
Sure. Well, Michael, there is a state election coming up in March of next year. And I wanted to ask you, what are going to be your top priorities heading into that election? What are the platforms on which you will be running?
Oh, the platform is basically this government has already had 12 years and it's not succeeding in its aims. The communities have suffered and things have deteriorated. The reason why I got into this role as a politician and giving up my clinical role was to really, because of my past 12 years of experience, of seeing the downgrading of health services, not only just locally but statewide. So health is an important issue. Locally here in the Bega Valley, we have an excellent hospital that newly built, newly reopened, but needs to have the staffing and services that fulfil the needs of a regional hospital. I still get representations from nurses, doctors and midwives about the needs that go on in South Each Regional Hospital, and I'll be listening to those, and we need to make that a hospital work. We're also in the transition phase of building a new Yurrabadella Regional Hospital at Maruya, and once again, we don't want to be in the situation where that's built and 12 months after opening it, you have to have a review of why it's dysfunctional. So in my role, if re-elected next year and then over the next 4 years, will be to get that hospital built, working and opening with level 4 hospitals. I mean, I could go on with health. There's also primary health care, which fortunately now we have a federal Labor government that I can work with the federal Minister for Health and our local representatives to look at supporting primary care in our area. So there's that. Housing is really come down to being the biggest issue. Again, that needs to be a housing. We have housing policies, we have housing plans, but nothing's yet been implemented. So with the cooperation of the federal government, who's committed to increasing social housing, I'll work with my state colleagues and also with local government to make sure that there is housing availability, housing affordability, and relief from homelessness that we suffer from.
Okay, well, because we are moving into Christmas, I don't think politics is on the top of everybody's mind at the moment, but I would like to continue chatting to you because there are many issues we didn't even get to touch upon today going into March next year. But I think for the time being, we'll let everybody have a Merry Christmas. And Michael, I very much appreciate you coming into the studio this morning. So hopefully we can chat again in the near future.
Yeah, thanks, Bertie. Thanks, everyone. I hope we can have a chat next week and really sign off for Christmas and 2023.
Sounds good to me. Dr. Michael Holland, thank you very much.